Praise God. We're not on air. Radio. Now we're on air. Welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We are also in our blog talk room, air code 646-378-1857, and hit option number 1. You can also call me after I get off air at 678. This is a public phone for a public ministry, 678-701-3733. We're going to pick up on part 2 of People of Color in the Bible. Now, before we start this, I all gave you all scriptures that God loves everybody. God is love. God doesn't care what color person. We gave scriptures to that because I don't want anyone to think that I'm teaching some black nationalism. I'm some communist with your fleshly mind and your natural understanding. We are all one in Christ. I explained that on the first series of this teaching, which is in Acts 17:26. We're one kind of flesh and one kind of men when we become born again and saved, whether you're black, brown, purple, or pink. That doesn't matter. But the description of Jesus does, because it is in the Bible, and we clarified that yesterday on part 1, that fine polished brass of Jesus. And we explained that to you. We gave you the scriptures out the Bible and with Revelations 2:18 and Daniel chapter 10. We gave that on part 1. And you have to go to part 1. I don't want to reteach part 1 because this is part 2. We also gave scriptures in Galatians 3:28. God is not racist. God is not a racist God. Racism is a demonic spirit. It's a demonic spirit. Amen? God is not racist. Racism is not of God. God is love. God don't care who you marry. He didn't care when Moses married an Ethiopian woman. And that's in Numbers 12. We're going to look at that briefly because we did teach that yesterday. We also showed you that Moses' wife yesterday was Ethiopian. We gave the name of her name, Zafaria. Now, this is not taught in regular school. When I was a young kid, I saw images that wasn't biblical. Jesus, I can care if he was white, I would still say he's the Son of God. He was purple. It doesn't matter. But the Bible has a specific color. We said that. So what we're trying to do here, we, God the Father, Holy Spirit, is show you the truth of God's word. Because there's a lot of distractions of these other Jesus. Jesus did not look very feminine looking. And I hate to tell you this, but that picture of Michelangelo's first cousin, that is not the description of Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus' face was totally disfigured and was not pleased to look upon. They beat him so bad. That's Michelangelo's first cousin. He was a homosexual. That is not the description of Jesus Christ. And we gave that illustration yesterday. So you need to go and listen to part 1 so you can get a more understanding here of part 2. Also, God shows no respect to persons, so I'm not here to say a black person or brown person are better than a white. God don't care about that. We are all one. Romans 2:9 and 2:10, God shows no respect to persons at all. Now, we did cover Numbers chapter 12, and I'll recapitulate just a little bit of it, not that much, because I don't want to keep saying the same thing repeatedly. But God doesn't care anything about interracial marriage. It doesn't matter as long as the person's born again and saved. And that illustration is in the book of Numbers chapter 12. And it says, and Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of Ethiopian. She was Ethiopian. Now, Charles and Hester don't have a looking Ethiopian. They got Charles and Hester looking, that ain't Moses, okay? And that definitely wasn't his wife on TV. You got to go to what the Bible says. She was an Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. That's a person of color. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 8, verse 27, here's another person up. Because we've had the wrong understanding when we was little. And what better person, before I even continue this, to bring in an elder here of the church, Chaplain John Durden. He ordained me. He's a good friend of mine. And Chaplain John Durden is 81 years of age, and I'm quite sure he can solidify this through his experience. Chaplain John Durden, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
You have the mic.
Well, it's a long story, but I'll try to brief it. Unfortunately, we were taught that from Bible, even in Sunday school and everything else when I was a mm-hmm. child. All we saw was just white
yes.
pictures, all in the church,
right.
and even in our churches, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the African-American minister never mentioned anything or showed any discuss about Jesus being white. And I mean, with almost all mankind, you can go in anybody's house and you see a picture of
mm-hmm.
Jesus. It's a white picture, but it's not the picture of Jesus kind of a thing.
Right,
and,
right, right.
Yeah. So,
Amen. You can go on all day. I understand. We'll take that and we're running with it. Thank you, Chaplain John Durden.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's look at some scriptures here. We're dealing with this by the Bible now. This is coming straight out the Bible. Okay? So this is the King James. Now, let me say this here to my listening audience. I do not study the Amplified version of the Bible. I do not study the NIV, the NSA, the EER, the JOE, especially the Dakes. I don't study. I just study the King James Bible. That's all you need. That's the best translation that you're going to get, because in these other Bibles, if you're going to follow me, it's not going to say none of these words. They took it out. Egypt gone. Everything has just moved out. Why? The devil wants to blank. You can't understand the Bible from a natural human intellectual perspective. You have to have it revealed by Christ, Galatians 1:12. So here, let's look at this Ethiopian person of color in the Bible. It is written in Acts chapter 26 through 39, but the most potent one is verse 27. And he arose and went and beheld a man of Ethiopian, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. This was a woman, an Ethiopian woman, who had to charge of all her treasures and had come to Jerusalem for to worship Jesus. This is an Ethiopian woman. An Ethiopian woman. Now, why is this not in the Bible on Sunday schools? Why is it that this guy say a woman? No, the Bible is specific. You can't take that out the Bible. So God wanted you, and if people who are racist, if they really look at the scripture of God, you cannot be a Christian and be racist. You're going to have to hate the other or love the one, Revelation 3:15. You can't be in the middle. Ain't no lukewarm with this. And the spirit of hate is produced by misinformation. It's also produced by a lying spirit, 1 Kings 22:22 and 23. It's a lying spirit. So when you allow lying spirits to come into your life, you get a spirit of error in 1 John 4:6, because you don't know the truth. You don't have any understanding of knowledge. The Bible says, my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Now, in Romans chapter 16, verse 13, it says Simon of Cyrene, which is in Mark chapter 15, verse 21. He was a black man who picked up Jesus, a crucifix, and he got saved, because he's also mentioned in Mark 15, 21. So if you go to the book of Mark, no, it's time I teach. Jesus. Mark 15:21. Mark chapter 15, and this is the Sabbath day. This is a day of rest. If you're a Christian, you should be resting on this day. But Christians want to be a Christian based on their own personal Christianity. We'll find out what happens in the end when you die. Now, if you go to Mark chapter 15, verse 21, it says, and they compel one Simon of Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. This was a black man. I can care less what color he was. This is what the Bible says. Okay? The Bible, King James Version. Okay? Also, Paul emphasized that Rufus is chosen in the Lord in Romans 16. Rufus must have been a willing follower of Christ. But this also tells us that Simon not only accepted Christ as his Savior, but he passed on the gospel message to his son. That's in the Bible. Now, there's another man who happened to be an Ethiopian. His name was El Demikelak, E-B-E-D-M-E-L-E-C-H. And Jerusalem had been cast into danger to die in Jeremiah chapter 38, 7 through 12, and Jeremiah chapter 39, 16 through 18, is told the story of how E-D-E-B-M-E-L-E-C-H petitioned the king and to men to rescue Jeremiah. He was not willing to stay back. He was willing to get involved in this great injustice in Jeremiah chapter 39, verse 18. God tells Elimelech, as a reward for trusting me, I will preserve your life and keep you safe. God said that to him. So God didn't have a problem with it. God didn't have no problem with Moses marrying an Ethiopian woman. What are we getting all messed up about interracial marriage? Love is love. See, the problem with the world, especially in America is so far away from the truth. And let me go ahead on and be real with everybody, because, see, I'm a straight-up person. I like to come straight from history, documentation of the Bible, anything that has to produce evidence. The United States of America has never, and I'm going to say this, and I'm representing the Lord. As an apostle of Jesus of Nazareth, I represent the Lord. The United States of America has never been no Christian nation. It founded on the principles, but the root was in Masons. All of the founding fathers was Masons. And then when you say founding fathers, you're only speaking of one ethnic race. It's not the Indians, because they don't look, the founding fathers don't look like the Indians. Definitely like Africans. So that's where the spirit of racism enters into the melting pot of America. It's a demonic spirit. It's in the church. It's a spirit. It is a demonic spirit. In America now, you have a political spirit that's controlling born-again believers, Christians. The spirit of the Democratic Party. The spirit of the Independent Party. The spirit of the Republican Party. You know the Lord told me something? In 1 Timothy 1:10, we ain't supposed to get in politics, but let me say what the Lord told me. He said, he revealed to me this. He said, he told me both parties, when you get a mechanic for 30 years, another mechanic for 30 years, you know both of them, and you bring to the mechanic A for 8-9 months, and you get tired of him, you carry mechanic B. So mechanic B got to pick up and make the mistakes and correct what you did in mechanic A. That's just like the Democrat and Republican go backwards and forwards. It's a spirit. It'll never get nothing right. It's a spirit. It's a principality. When you are teaching something improper, it's the spirit of error. So God wants us to know this. Now, let me show you something else that's very interesting. Turn to your Bibles to the book of Psalm of Solomon. And we're going to go to Psalm of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5. And then we're going to go to Psalm of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 6, out the King James Version. Now, if any of you have any Bibles that is not a King James Version, I'm going to bypass it because it's not in there. They took it out. The authors took it out. People don't like the truth, but the Holy Spirit will reveal his word. His word is truth. This was here before me. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, John 1:1, and the Word became flesh, John 1:14. So I'm teaching you Jesus on paper, but in spirit, through heart, through faith. You see what I'm saying? So let's look what the Word of God says. This is a person of color that God allowed the Holy Spirit to express it in Scripture. So you get mad at the Lord if you have racism in you. If you're getting upset, I can help you with those demons. In Psalm of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5, he says, I am black, B-L-A-C-K. Well, what difference does it make? Go ask God that. Tell God why he put it in there. He could have took it out. It must make a big difference because the Lord wants you to see that. But see, we've been taught by this spirit in America. It's a spirit. America has a spirit of homosexuality. And the first black president, he got to pay for that. That's pitiful. African-American presidents call himself a Christian, legalizing homosexuality. See, both parties are political. It's spiritual. It's of the world. It's not of God. So how come this is not in the Bible studies? Why not people showing this? If I make a movie and just take this whole illustration, I can make a movie off this, but God don't want me to make no movie. I could to educate people. People really need to read their Bibles. He's saying here, this is the Lord saying this, quote unquote. This is not me. This is the Lord saying something. I am black. Somebody's black. I am black, but calmly, O daughters of Jerusalem. O daughters, I am black. Sounds like a description of a woman. The tenth of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Look not upon me. Watch this. Because I am black. That's a person of color in Psalm of Solomon. Now, let's go to Jeremiah. And we're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 8. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21. King James Bible, if you have it amplified, the word's gone. They're going to dress it down and make it totally away from what the King James says. If you're going to listen to me at Live Deliverance Internet Radio, go get you a King James Version. You don't need no notations or none of that. Just study the word. I don't like the notations unless the Holy Spirit specifically lead me there. Very rare that the Lord will lead me to a human interpretation. In Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21, it says, "For the hurt of the daughters of my people, I am hurt. I am black." B-L-A-C-K. Uh-oh. Somebody's black here. Talk to God. Don't come calling me, telling me I'm racist. This is not the Bible. It's the King James Version. Imagine that the slave owners would teach this to the slaves. We've probably been an uprising. They shut it off. If you shut a person off from truth, they become ignorant. And most of you Christians who are call yourself a Christian are very ignorant to the Bible. You don't know the Bible. And I hate to say this, but you need to not be ignorant and start studying for those who don't study. Now, in Judges chapter 1:16, and the children of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up out of the city of palm trees with the children of Judah into the wilderness of Jordan, sat on the south of Arad, and there went and dwelt among these people. Who are these people? If you want to know the history of the Bible, you're going to have to go into the archaeological records, the earth, the environment, the date, time, and history. Asia Minor changes to different areas, and the Asia Minor area is now Japan. So you got to understand the names and the definition of it to get a clear picture of what I'm saying to you. Amen? All right. Let's look at Genesis chapter 10, verse 6. Genesis chapter 6, verse 6 through 20, it describes the descendants of Ham. So study Genesis chapter 10, verse 6 through 20, describes the descendants of Ham as being located in North Africa, Central Africa, and in parts of Southern Asia. And Psalms 105:23 mentions the land of Ham as being located in North Africa, Central Africa, and in parts of Southern Asia. In Psalms 105:23 mentions the land of Ham in Egypt. The land of Ham in Egypt. And in Psalms chapter 78, verse 51, connects the tents of Ham with Egypt. Now, let's look at the word Egypt in the Bible. Those are people of color. So if you got that hate demon in you, we can get it out. You can come call, get you some deliverance. God's word is truth. Every man else a lie. All right, this is the chapter that I call the Egypt chapter. You know, I call this my Egypt chapter. Egypt in the Bible. I never knew this when I was Roman Catholic. Thank God I'm out of that mess. Egypt in the Bible. We're going to count how many times it's in there, too. Matter of fact, let's start read with Genesis chapter 45. So we can get understanding who God's talking to here. You're not going to see the United States in here. You're not going to see Great Britain. Not even nowhere in here. Nowhere in Europe. This is Africa. And Egypt is called Kemet. In the history books where I was raised in Mobile, Alabama, I was born in 1961, they told me that Egypt is in Europe. That's a lie. But false information and a lying spirit. See, when you get misinformation, if it doesn't come strictly from the King James Version, it's misinformation. I'm a King James Version man. Let's go to the King James. Let's go to Genesis 45:1. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, "Cursed every man to go out from me." That's a spoken curse. Jesus. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he went aloud, and the Egyptians, that's one, circle that, Egyptians, that's people of color. That's not the King James Bible. We're talking about people of color in the Bible. That's the subject. People of color. This is an Egyptian. I don't look Egyptian. Now, my girlfriend, you see this Jamaican flag, that pretty black color in there? Boy, she's beautiful. Black, beautiful. And when I'm right next to her, I'm African-American. They say, "You're African-American? You're Caucasian?" I said, "No, man, I'm Jamaican, Atlanta, Georgia, man." Then they hear that southern accent and that Jamaican, okay, he's African-American. My wife would fit good in a sedan. I mean, my girlfriend. She fits good because she's pitch black. But the Egyptians are bronze, brass-looking color. I've been in Egypt. So just go to the Google and the geographical location and the pigmentations over the years of the Egyptians, and you'll see that they're people of color. So underline Egyptian, E-G-Y-P-T-I-A-N-S. That's number one. Okay, verse 3, and Joseph said unto his brethren, "I am Joseph. Does my father yet live?" And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, "Come near to me, I pray you." And they came near, and he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt." Circle Egypt. So we see Egyptian one time. Right here in Genesis 45:1, Egyptian, people of color. Then we see people of color here in Genesis chapter 45, verse 4. Now let's read verse 5. "Now therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years had the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years, in that which there shall neither be earnings nor harvest. And God sent me before you to prevent you from prosperity in the earth and to save your lives by this great deliverance. So now, it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and the ruler throughout all the land up." There go Egypt again. So we see Egypt so far two times. Egypt is two. Egyptian so far is one. The word Egyptian is Genesis 45:2. Haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, thus says the son of Joseph, God had made me Lord of all Egypt. Uh-oh. Number three, come down unto me, tarry not, and thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children, and thy flock and thy herds and all that thou hast. And there I will nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see in the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that is in my mouth that speaketh unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Africa, Egypt, four times. So circle Egypt, 1, 2, 3, 4 times. Egypt, Genesis 45, verse 4. Egypt, Genesis 45, verse 8. Egypt, Genesis 45, verse 9. Egypt, Genesis 45, verse 13. Let's go to verse 14. And he fell upon his brethren Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept unto his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. And the fame, therefore, was heard of Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come, and it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say unto the brethren, this do ye lay at your breast, and to get you unto the land of Canaan. Verse 18, and take your father and your household and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of, there go Egypt again. Have you been counting Egypt so far? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Egypt. Then we go to verse 19, Egypt. Now thou art commanded this to do ye, take your wagons out of the land, there go Egypt again. So we can go to Genesis chapter 45, verse 20. We're going to see the word Egypt. Also regard not your stuffings, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. It's people of color. Let's go on. We can go down to 45:23, Genesis. And to his father he sent after the manner 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, of Africa. That's in Africa. That's people of color. That's in the Bible. We can go to Egypt again in Genesis chapter 45, verse 26, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. There go Egypt again. So we can go to Genesis chapter 46, verse 3, and he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. Egypt. Genesis 46, 4, I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will surely bring thee up against, and Joseph shall put his hand upon thy eyes. God went to Egypt. He's God. Egypt, he created Egypt. People of color in the Bible. Let's go to verse 6. Genesis 46, 6, and they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and his seed with him. They go Egypt again. Let's read Egypt again in Genesis 46, verse 7. His sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. People of color. Let's go to Genesis chapter 46, verse 8. And these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt, Egypt, Africa, Egypt, Egypt, Egypt. Let's go to Genesis chapter 46, verse 20. And unto Joseph in the land of Egypt, there goes again. We can go to Genesis chapter 46, verse 26. All the souls that came with Joseph into Egypt. Then we can go to Genesis chapter 46, verse 27. And the sons of Joseph which was born him in Egypt. Joseph's sons was born in Africa. That's what the Bible says. And Africa is a demonized name for most people. They demonize Africa. I remember when I was a young kid, You don't want to be African. I got to Google dehumanizing people. So you're going to get mad at God? What you going to do? You got to know the truth. These are people of color. Now, how come nobody teach that at the Bible study? Tomorrow, which is the wrong day. Old Testament evidence in Genesis chapter 10, Nimrod, the son of Cush, who names means black, B-L-A-C-K, Nimrod, son of Cush, whose names mean black, founded a civilization in Mesopotamia. In Genesis chapter 11, Abraham was from Ur of the Chaldees, of land where earliest inhabitation include blacks. These people of the regions where Abraham came from could probably historically and archaeologically be called Hebrews. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. In Genesis 14 tells how Abraham experienced in Canaan and Egypt brought him and his family into areas inhabited by people who were very likely black. Both archaeological evidence and the accounts of 1 Chronicles chapter 4 tells us that the land of Canaan was inhabited by the descendants of Ham. Further evidence of people of color presented can be found in the accounts of Hagar, H-A-G-A-R, the Egyptian, Hagar. She was an Egyptian woman. Hagar, you know Abraham? Well, his wife said, go have sex with her, that's your concubine, and get a baby. She was Egyptian. But the TV got her as somebody else, another color. It ain't Egyptian. That's the world. The world will never tell you the truth. Stop watching movies to bring truth to you. They making money. They don't care about no truth. Ishmael and his Egyptian wife. First evidence presented can be found the account of Hagar, the Egyptian, Ishmael, and his Egyptian wife, and Ishmael's son, especially Kedar. The Kedars are mentioned many times in Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Nehemiah. And the word Kedar, K-E-D-A-R, means blackness. This is the truth of God's word. God does not like evil. God is a truth God. God's word is truth and gave you the scripture of people of color and the Bible. That's all I'm talking about. Now, this is going to shock you before we close. We got a lot to cover before we go. I want everybody to go to the book of Lamentations in the Old Testament. The book of Lamentations, chapter 5. King James now. If this is not in the King James, you're going to be lost, so don't come dealing with me. King James. I say it again. King James. King James. King James. Lamentations. The 5, verse 10, the King James Version. Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine. The skin was a color. That's all it's saying. You talk to God about that. That's the scripture. Now, somebody here is in the book of Job talking about that they are black. I believe it's Job. In the book of Job, chapter 30, verse 30, King James Version, he says something very, very, very enlightening. My skin is black upon me. That's a person of color. This ain't never been taught in Mississippi Baptist Church in 1966. Mississippi, Alabama, where I'm from. They don't teach that in no Sunday school. They didn't teach it to the slaves. It would have brought some enhancement to say, oh, I'm somebody instead of an animal. A black man, the Bible says, an Egyptian helped King David get back two of his wives. The Egyptian man is mentioned in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 13. Let's go to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Verse 13, And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou? and where art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt. That's a black person of Egypt, servants to Amaleki. And my master left me because 3 days ago I felt sick. Go to 1 Samuel chapter, that's right, okay. Also, if we go to Genesis, we see another person of color in Genesis chapter 12, verse 14. Turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. And go to verse 14. Oh, boy. My, oh, my. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for truth. See, I've been delivered from all this misinformation. I hope that you want to get delivered, too, from the ideologies of your belief system, who you taught, what your mama taught you. I remember I went to a Catholic school and I was the only African-American there. They told me, he's not a burnt biscuit. He's a vanilla biscuit, but he's still a nigger. That's misinformation. How did that child tell me that when I was a kid? They got it from their mom and daddy. Sins of the fathers go down from generation to generation. Racism is a demonic spirit that's enhanced by ignorant people that don't know the Holy Ghost. Point blank. I love everybody. I can't hate nobody. I can't hate no Mexican. I can't hate nobody. God made all of us. But why is it that the devil want to hide this from us? The devil don't like truth. It has nothing to do with whether Jesus is purple, pink, or black. I'm defending the word because the Bible is speaking of characters of color. That's what I'm holding on to. Go to Genesis chapter 12. And go to verse 14. And it came to pass that when Abram was coming to Egypt, the Egyptian beheld the woman that she was very fair. She looked very pretty, Abraham's wife. Okay? All right. Okay. The Egyptian Jawah and Shehi were sons, but he had daughters. And Egyptian Jawah married one of them, and speaks of the Egyptian being married in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 34. Also, 1 Chronicles 2, verse 35 says, and Sheera gave her daughter to Jairah, his servants, a wife to bear her. Later becomes Jairah's descendant, who is Judah in the Bible, and he was the favorite son of Jacob. Let's look at this. In Genesis 25, 12, now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah, handmaid, bare unto Abraham. She was Egyptian, who bare a child, a person of color. Leave it to America and the American market media system, it would be the opposite. Only in America we have all this racism like this. And it's a spirit. I pray that you learned something today. Anything that's not out of the Bible is doctrines of demons. I'm a King James man. I'm a Derek Prince man. I'm a Jesus of Nazareth man. I'm a Sabbath keeper. I'm a tongue-speaking man. I'm a humble man. I don't do this for glory. No, thank you. I do this as unto the Lord because people don't know the truth. It is so sad that people are so ignorant of the Bible. I pray that you don't become ignorant. I ask all of you to commit yourself to study the Word of God. Please, make it your desire to study the Word. God wants us to study. In 1 Timothy 4:13, he says, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Blessed is he that read it. Revelations 1:3. Please read the word. The scripture says in John 5:39, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are made that which testify of me. We have to search the scriptures. And now remember before I close that scriptures are for correction. So I made a lot of corrections with people who have a disposition and a thought process by misinformation that Jesus is white. He's not. Fine polished brass. We said that yesterday in part one, so I want you to go back because I don't want to reteach it. But remember this before we go. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. Today, I brought forth correction from the Bible of people of color. Please sow a seed here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Go to www.livedeliverance.com. On the lower left-hand corner of the PayPal icon, you will see a donation. Sow a seed and keep us on air. Amen. All right, we're going to go back to regular broadcast for those who are listening to me at www.livedeliverance.com on demonology. God bless. God bless all of you. Shalom. All right, now, before we close here, I'm going to open the mic up. Chaplain John Durden, good evening.
Good evening. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Final comments, Chaplain John Durden.
Yeah, there's one I never saw before. The one in Genesis. Genesis chapter 12, verse 14. That was, my God. And that one verse says, and it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was very fair. In other words, she light-skinned, go, where did she come from kind of a thing? But you know what? Just a non-Bible scholar who just read the stuff, they wouldn't pick that up to say, hey, she's not black like us. Her skin is fair, which is an indication that the woman was a black woman. She was
okay,
not black
I'm
like
getting
them.
I'm getting an email from Dr. C.T. Tublett, says, Chaplain Durden, we are on live. You can listen to Chaplain John Durden. We're here live. He's with me. We're doing our telethon, and we're trying to raise money. So we're going to be here to hope that you'll sow a seed to keep us on air. Chaplain John Durden, the email from Reverend Tuglett says, did you prepare that sermon to him? I do not recognize him. He's not educated. Neither is he a pillar. Are you a pillar to this day? Are you a pillar?
Sir, what you just said, communicating, that's pitiful.
That's a
whole bunch of guys for the last year and a half. You know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Don't y'all teach from those four books? Well, guess what? They weren't theologians. God didn't call them. God called the fishermen. They were fishermen. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Luke, he was not even a doctor of theology. He was a medical doctor. And you got the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the scribes. I'm not saying that every Pharisee and scribes are pitiful, but man, my God. God used them. God's still doing the same thing. I know a lot of pastors y'all don't know that just went to high school. One maybe got one or two. I finished college, but didn't go to seminary. And they profound in their teaching. Sometimes I hate to say. Sometimes I listen to it to make me feel like I'm a dummy. I say I'm the one been in school. How come I don't know that? How come I didn't think of that? He kind of a thing. I'm just being real. And that's what God pointed at. That man fasted for 3 years on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday when he rededicated his life to the Lord because he used to be a gangster. And then he rededicated his life to the Lord, and he was sold out for a whole.
But you know what? Do you know what, Brother John? That I want the listening audience to hear you and me say, you have to study. People, they don't want to study the Bible, Brother John. They don't want us. People don't want to study.
Yeah.
They just want you to hand feed them. And then when you start getting like that, you're gonna get a lot of error. I don't listen to a lot of people. I don't listen to nobody but Derek Prince. I'm going to be honest. I don't listen to this garbage out here. This is just garbage. You listen to this pastor. You listen to this pastor. But you can't hear the Holy Spirit. You always got to go to somebody to hear the Holy Spirit. You need to develop yourself to hear the Holy Spirit of God and to allow the true word of God, the undisputed truth, go into your spirit. Brother John, I want to thank you for listening to us here. And we're going to see everybody. God bless you and have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Chaplain Durden. Those who are in the blog talk room, God bless you. God bless you who are listening, please. Sow a seed to keep us on air. Please study the Bible. God bless. Go to livedeliverance.com on the lower left-hand side of the icon and sow a seed to keep us on air. Shalom and have a good evening.